Okay, let's unpack this. The pace of software development right now is moving at, well, machine velocity.
It really is.
And nowhere is that change more dramatic or, potentially more hazardous than in embedded systems.
Absolutely. We're talking about the code that runs everything.
Everything from traffic lights and factory floors to, I mean, life-saving medical devices. AI is now just an inseparable part of this whole process, and it's speeding things up like crazy. But we have to ask, what is the hidden cost?
And what's fascinating here is the sheer scale and the speed of adoption. We're digging into the RunSafe Security 2025 AI and Embedded Systems report today, and it's really eye-opening. We are far past the experimental phase here.
Our path.
They found that 80.5% of professionals are already using AI in their workflows. And the truly crucial number is this. 83.5% already have AI-generated code running in live production environments.
Wow.
This isn't theoretical risk. This is today.
That level of penetration is just, it's astonishingly fast. It means the security debt has already started building up across, our most critical sectors.
It has.
So our mission today is to give you a shortcut to getting informed on this. We're doing a deep dive into the source material to outline the six most urgent risks that these embedded systems pros have identified. You really need to know where these vulnerabilities are popping up.
Especially since 93.5% of them expect their use of AI to increase.
Exactly, to increase even more. We're basically laying out the security roadmap for the rest of the decade right here.
Let's do it.
Okay, so let's start right at the top. The number one worry seems to be about the quality of the code itself. Risk number one, identified by a majority at 53%, is simply the security of AI-generated code. Why is this the biggest concern?
I thought the whole promise of AI was to reduce human error.
Well, that tension is exactly why it's number one. The thing is, AI models are trained on these vast oceans of existing code, much of it open source.
And as we know, a huge portion of that existing code has security flaws, design errors, API misuse patterns. The AI doesn't know the difference between good code and bad code. It just learns what's common. So when it generates new software, it doesn't just write functional code. It can replicate, and this is the important part, it can scale those built-in security flaws simultaneously across an entire code base.
Scale them across the whole system.
Yeah.
I think we need to contrast that with, the old way. A human developer might introduce a bug in one little module
Kind of
somewhere,
like an incident,
an isolated incident, exactly, an oversight. But an AI can reproduce that exact same flawed pattern across the entire code ecosystem at machine speed. And that's just terrifying in the embedded world.
It is terrifying. I mean, think about an industrial control system or a medical device that's deep inside a patient. Once that software is deployed, patching it quickly is, well, it's either hard or impossible. So if AI introduces some kind of systemic scaled vulnerability, let's say a logic error in how it handles failures or an unsafe way of managing tasks, that vulnerability can just sit there for 5, 10, even 20 years.
It creates a critical long-term exposure from day one. So we're not just inheriting human flaws, we're optimizing how we distribute them.
That's a great way to put it. And this leads us right into risk number four, which is the reuse of insecure patterns. This concerned about 27.5% of the professionals surveyed.
So it's a smaller number, but it feels like it's the technical root of the first problem.
It is. It's highly specific. Here's where we need to get into the weeds a bit, because the embedded world runs on languages like C and C++.
And for anyone listening who isn't a core developer, why does that language dominance matter so much for AI security flaws?
It all comes down to memory management. C and C++ are incredibly powerful because they give you direct control over the computer's memory. But that manual control is also the source of, well, endless
I
trouble.
can imagine.
If the AI learns the common mistakes in how memory is handled, and it will, because those mistakes are everywhere in its training data, it just perpetuates them. The report points out that memory safety vulnerabilities,
Things like buffer overflows.
exactly, buffer overflows where data spills out of where it's supposed to be, or use after free errors where the program tries to use memory it already gave back. Those two categories account for roughly 60 to 70% of all security vulnerabilities in embedded software.
Historically.
60 to 70%. So we have this massive historical problem, this one specific difficult area, and now we're feeding all that bad history into a system that can reproduce those exact same mistakes instantly and at scale.
Yes. That completely changes the security game.
It's no longer a developer education problem.
No, it becomes a systemic scaling of our known technical debt. If AI is just multiplying the most persistent and, frankly, the most exploitable bugs we've ever seen, we aren't building more secure systems. We're just building insecure systems faster. That makes the next risk on the list seem almost inevitable. If the code is more flawed and the flaws are scaled, then debugging and maintainability challenges. That's risk number two, worrying 45.5%. Yeah. This is so much harder. What happens when this code breaks?
The core challenge is the loss of design intent. When an AI writes complex code, the logic behind it is often a black box. A human developer, you know, they write code with assumptions, with comments explaining why they made certain choices.
A context.
The context is gone. AI doesn't give you that.
So when a bug pops up, the engineer can't just go back and review their own thought process. They have to, what, reverse engineer the AI's logic just to figure out what went wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that is a huge operational burden. Debugging a system means you have to understand not just what the code does, but why it chose to do it that specific way.
So trying to modify it must be a nightmare.
Oh, it's incredibly risky. You need to add a patch or a new feature. You're wrestling with code you didn't conceptually design, and you could easily introduce brand new, unanticipated problems. It raises a huge question for any organization. If you can't understand the logic, how can you guarantee a patch won't break some other safety-critical function?
And given the lifespan of these systems,
yeah.
Software running for decades in the field, this isn't a short-term problem. Opaque AI-generated code means every single maintenance cycle for the next 20 years gets harder, more expensive, and much more likely to fail.
It's a huge accumulation of long-term technical debt.
Okay, so we've covered the code quality and maintenance nightmare. But the moment we lose our understanding of the code, that's when the regulatory and legal systems start to have a problem. Let's pivot to those governance risks. If we can't maintain the code, how on earth can we certify it?
That's the perfect transition. Let's start with risk number five. Lack of transparency and explainability. This was flagged by 26% of professionals. In safety critical sectors, this is where the black box problem becomes a liability problem.
And transparency here is more than just being able to read the code, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are engineers really missing when AI is in the driver's seat?
They're missing the proof of validation. They need to understand not just the normal execution path, but exactly how the code handles edge cases, catastrophic errors, unexpected inputs.
All the weird stuff.
All the weird stuff. In a car safety system, for example, you have to prove that the braking mechanism won't fail under heavy load. If an AI wrote that function and you don't know the assumptions it made about system resources, that foundational safety proof is just, it's gone. Or it's incomplete.
And this opacity, this lack of clarity, it also messes up our collective defense, right? I mean, historically, if everyone uses the same open source library and a vulnerability is found,
one patch fixes it for everyone. That's our collective defense model. But if AI is generating unique, bespoke code for every single deployment code that does the same thing but is structured differently, then our shared vulnerability intelligence just fragments.
A flaw in System A might look totally different in System B.
Exactly. So you need a separate manual investigation for every single deployment. It basically turns every device into its own isolated security island and cripples our ability to defend the ecosystem at scale.
Which brings us right to risk number three, regulatory and compliance uncertainty. This is a huge one, a concern for 41% of respondents. In regulated fields, the documentation is just as important as the code. How is AI breaking that?
Well, current certification processes, think aerospace, FAA standards, the FDA for medical devices, they require massive amounts of documentation.
The paper trail.
The paper trail. Design rationale, why you made certain decisions, detailed validation steps proving safety. A generative model doesn't create any of that in a format that a human regulator can understand or accept.
So organizations are just stuck. They have code that works, but no way to prove its safety or its origin to the people who make the rules.
They're in a really tough spot. They have to invent their own validation standards for AI code, trying to bridge that gap between the machine's logic and the regulator's mandate. And this is where the liability question just gets incredibly messy.
Right.
I mean, when something fails and it's a catastrophic failure in a safety critical system, who's to blame? Was it the training data, the engineer's prompt, the company's flawed validation process? The legal system just doesn't have clear precedence for this. It puts all the risk onto the manufacturers themselves.
That is precisely why the final risk on our list is so important, even though it's a lower percentage at 19.5%, legal and licensing risks. This isn't about the code crashing. It's about whether you even have the right to ship it at all.
This is a pure software supply chain risk, and it comes directly from the AI's training data. We have all these unresolved questions around copyright, what counts as a derivative work, and what if the AI accidentally spits out a proprietary algorithm or a patented method it learned from its training set?
But for an organization listening that isn't staffed with corporate lawyers, why does this abstract licensing stuff actually matter to them day to day?
Because in many large contracts, especially with the government or defense, it's a complete deal breaker. To win these contracts, you have to provide a detailed software bill of materials, an SBOM.
A list of all the ingredients.
All the ingredients. Every component, its source, its license. If you can't guarantee that your AI-generated code is free from, you know, unknown or restrictive licenses, you can't meet the contract terms. That can kill a multi-million dollar deal on the spot.
So it basically poisons your software supply chain with components that have a completely unclear or even litigious origin.
That's right. And it forces you to rely on new tools that can mathematically verify the code's freedom from IP instead of just trusting the AI.
Okay, let's pull all this together. We are at this really critical point in the industry. The acceleration is happening. That 93.5% expected increase is a huge signal, but it's moving way faster than our security practices, our governance, our legal frameworks.
The processes we built for human speed development just can't keep up with machine velocity.
But there is some good news in the data, isn't there?
There is. The good news is that this awareness isn't just talk. Investment is following the concern. A really staggering 91% of organizations are planning to increase their spending on embedded software security over the next 2 years.
So they see the problem coming.
They know this acceleration comes with a security bill, and they're starting to budget for it.
So for you listening, for the professional managing these systems, what does this all mean? Well, understanding these six risks gives you a really clear roadmap for where to invest. The main targets should be tooling for runtime verification, advanced testing to find these scaled flaws, and developing really rigorous internal governance for validating AI code.
I think the proactive organizations, the ones that tackle the opacity and the compliance debt now, they're not just going to secure their systems. They're going to be the leaders who set the standards for everyone else.
For safe AI integration.
Exactly. And this brings up a really important final thought for everyone out there who's managing these systems. We know that 60 to 70% of historical vulnerabilities in C and C++ code are all about memory safety. And we know AI is now scaling these insecure patterns at speed. So if we're generating code that we fundamentally don't fully understand or trust because of its black box origin, how much will we eventually need to pivot our entire security strategy to rely almost entirely on robust runtime protections mechanisms that secure the code as it's running to prevent these exploits in real time rather than just relying on slow, human-intensive code review?
So defending the running system instead of just checking the source code.
Because we can't fully trust the source code anymore. That shift in philosophy, that might just be the real future of security in the embedded world.